Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Fallout from the independent investigation into patronage at the State Probation Department has landed at the State House. In a statement, House Speaker Robert DeLeo says the findings of a court-appointed investigator are disturbing, and he's promising reform. The federal and state attorneys general are also looking closely at the department, which has more than 2,000 employees. This morning, WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports on how more than a decade of patronage and nepotism in the department has affected the people on probation.
Did you know that probation is the most common outcome of a court case? If you're caught vandalizing school property, instead of jail, probation. If you're arrested for the first time for drunk driving, probation. There are about 92,000 people on probation every year, according to the Acting Commissioner of Probation. Yet the department has now been exposed for having corrupt hiring practices. This has created a deeply dysfunctional environment, say some lawyers and advocates in the criminal justice system.
In the past, it's been a complete black hole.
Lael Chester is the executive director of Citizens for Juvenile Justice. She and other advocates have repeatedly asked probation for basic statistics, but they never got them.
We had no idea how many kids were on probation. We had no idea how they were doing. We had no idea what the success was or wasn't. So you really couldn't tell.
Without numbers, Chester has had to rely on stories from people on probation to assess how the department worked under now disgraced Commissioner John O'Brien. She says over the past 10 years, she's heard from a lot of disappointed kids and their families.
They were not treated well. They were not given effective service. And the result is that some of them then got pushed into the deeper end of the system and were not given the opportunities to pull their lives around and to be productive, healthy adults.
The role of a probation officer is to make sure the defendant complies with the conditions set by the court, such as stay sober, obey a curfew, get a job. The system is designed to help the person integrate successfully into society. But that wasn't always happening under O'Brien, says John Larrivee, head of the group Community Resources for Justice.
As an organization, it stopped thinking about how do we do probation and do it well? How do we best serve the Commonwealth of Massachusetts on a public safety agenda in terms of keeping probationers compliant with probation conditions and helping them succeed in the community? At an organizational level, that clearly has not been on the agenda.
The public safety consequences of this are hard to measure, especially since the probation department didn't release any data about outcomes. On the day-to-day level, many probation officers do their jobs well, say criminal defense lawyers, including Ed Ryan of Fitchburg. He represented one of the two homeless people accused of setting fire to a warehouse in Worcester in 1999, killing six firefighters. Ryan says the case was continued without a finding, and they were placed on probation for 5 years.
And then they successfully completed probation, and that could not have happened without the dedicated work of really the whole department. The line officers that supervised these two were just extraordinary and bent over backwards to help them.
But, Ryan says, there are other aspects in the department under O'Brien that he doesn't agree with.
By and large, I'm quite satisfied 90% of the time with what I see. But I have seen kind of a sea change in the philosophy. It's more punitive than rehabilitative.
Advocates want the next probation commissioner to set benchmarks to measure the success of the department. Has public safety improved? Are probationers getting help with substance abuse, employment, housing? These measures, they say, will treat the probationers fairly and keep the Commonwealth safe. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.